March 19th marked the 5th anniversary of the U.S. invasion into Iraq. In order to mark this tragic occurrence, the Thomas Merton Center and 20 other local organizations sponsored a march and rally this past Saturday, March 29th. About 1,000 people from the area gathered to voice their opposition to the war and to call for an immediate withdrawal of the troops. The rally began at the site of a well-known local war profiteer, the Software Engineering Institute, operated by Carnegie Mellon University. Since its founding in 1984, SEI's funding has been primarily from the Department of Defense, and their building in Oakland has been the site of countless anti-war protests since then. Currently, one of SEI's many military research funding sources is a 5-year contract with the U.S. Air Force, which is worth over $400 million. As the march departed from SEI and wound its way through Oakland, Rust Belt Radio asked participants why they came out to protest. Word on the street?
My mom's a nurse for the Army, so I've met a lot of soldiers that, you know, they have little kids, families just starting out, and they've been sent out to the war and they don't come back, and that needs to stop, because this is an unjust war. It needs to stop. This killing needs to stop. Innocent children are dying. It's not healthy.
That was Missy, a student at the University of Pittsburgh. Several other students from local universities and high schools were in attendance. 17-year-old Julia Cahill from Kappa High School.
I came out here today to show that the youth is aware of what's going on in our country and that we are ready to take a stand for it, because we're the people who are going to be around here in 20 years. We are going to be the ones in the war. We already have people in the war, and it'll be our children in the future that we're going to have to keep from going into war again, and we need to start to end this right now.
Other marchers echoed the idea that the effects of war are far-reaching and will have adverse consequences for future generations.
I'm very much against the Iraq War, and I wanted to bring my daughter out to learn to stand for what she believes in when she grows up.
How old's your daughter?
She's 5.5.
We need to end this war now. Our economy is connected to this war. Jobs. It needs to stop right now.
Several people came out to show support for the 4,000 soldiers who have been killed in Iraq and the thousands that remain in the country.
Came out just to show some love, get these people out of Iraq, get our troops back home.
I'm just here to support the troops and try and make the war end.
That was Saul Berrios of Highland Park and Chris from Pittsburgh. Mark Saab traveled from Morgantown, West Virginia to attend the march. He told us why he came to Pittsburgh.
Because I was against this war, that we were misled to believe that we were being invaded and about to be invaded by weapons of mass destruction from the beginning, and we shouldn't have been in there for the first place. And it's a shame that our administration doesn't acknowledge what most of the people believe in, and they want us out of this war that's an unjust war, and it's put a black eye on Americans throughout the world.
Elaine Lynn of Forest Hills.
I came out because I'm against this war, and I want Hillary and Barack Obama to know that we really mean pull out. We want them to pull out of Iraq if they get elected, and just to stand for to stand up for humanity. And it gets discouraging coming year after year after year seeing the same faces. It's like a sad anniversary party. Here we are with our one more year under our belt, but I'm here to support the Iraqi people and in their grief for their loss of loved ones and the loss of their country's infrastructure. And I'm here to advocate for the benefits for the poor boys and girls that got stuck going to Iraq and to Afghanistan and have to do horrible things for ridiculous reasons.
And finally, 13-year-old Angelina Winbush had this message for President Bush.
Well, I don't think he's a very good president. I'm glad he's leaving.
That's this week's Word on the Street.